This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, at the risk of giving you guys any spoilers, I have to talk about this story, okay? So, I really like the Marvel movies. I'm really into the whole Avengers and Spider-Man and Iron Man. I like them way better than DC Comics. Sorry, I just do. I loved Superman, but I loved Superman in the 80s. I loved 80s Superman. Well, no, actually, the new Superman guy was pretty hot, but I don't know. The Superman movies got really, really dark. You know, and I don't know. Actually, Superman 2 started to lose it for me because I really didn't want to see any lovey-dovey with Lois Lane. I was just a kid. I'm like, really? We have to see him and Lois Lane get it on? Anyway, so I'm a big fan of Marvel. So I guess Avengers 4 comes out May 2019. Now, I'm getting a little feedback, so I apologize if you guys hear me twice. So, hey, you know what? I'm really making a point. You're going to hear me twice. Now, the fourth Avengers is following the third Avengers. Oh, that's good. The third Avengers, remember Infinity War. Now, I don't care if you haven't seen it yet because I'm sorry. It's been out now for months. Infinity War ended with such a jaw-dropping, horrendous ending that a bunch of us are ticked off. Well, apparently they filmed Avengers 4 roughly within 3 months or 6 months of filming Avengers 3. So most of the stars, they already filmed it. Like, remember Lord of the Rings? They filmed all three movies in 13 months. So they filmed all the movies at once, and then they released them, you know, when it's opportune to release them. You don't want to release them all at the same time because then you get fatigue. So Avengers 4 is supposed to get released May 2019. And we've already gotten some scoop, okay? So Marvel Studios President Kevin Feige, I can't pronounce his name, is it Feige? Promises that the fourth installment is going to have a, quote, definitive conclusion. Why? Because he says the best stories have a definitive ending to a storyline. He says that's certainly what's going to happen next year with Avengers 4. He continues, the universe, the world, many of the characters we've introduced will continue onward in unexpected ways, some of which I don't even know yet. Oh, bull. He goes, but bringing a definitive conclusion at the 22 film mark in just over 10 years seemed like the right thing to do. You think? At the 21st film ending, you kill mostly everybody? Yes, that would be nice to have a definitive conclusion, yes. So, as you guys remember, a lot of people died. Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy crew, most of them, Spider-Man. And again, this isn't a spoiler because we're already getting ready for the next movie. So if you haven't seen it, you're on your own. But there's some scoop. Apparently Tom Holland, the young Spider-Man kid, there was an interview with him and Benedict Cumberbatch, right, who plays Doctor Strange. And I guess Emergency Awesome posted an interview. Now, this was reported by Screen Rant. And the Spider-Man kid starts spilling the beans. So when asked about his and Doctor Strange's lines, because Benedict Cumberbatch is being, you know, interviewed as well, Tom Holland, the Spider-Man kid, says he has the most difficult lines, though. He has to talk about so much quantum realm stuff. I just have to talk about, yeah, man, that's awesome. So mine is easy, but his is so difficult. Okay, so everybody hold the shield. So here's the problem. Okay, here's the problem. First of all, those two died in the last movie. So what the hell are they doing having lines in the next movie? Next, all this quantum realm stuff. So you have to watch Ant-Man. And I know this is driving everybody crazy, but the new Ant-Man and the Wasp movie that a lot of people thought would suck, you have to watch it. And you got to stay for the post-credit scene. There's a couple of them, but the first post-credit scene is big. And in that movie, all they do is talk about quantum realm. So my guess, and this is just me, is Ant-Man saves the day. See, everybody thinks Ant-Man is the worst of the Avengers. That Ant-Man doesn't have a lot of powers. You know, he needs to have a suit, which, by the way, to me, is big. If you're going to have superpowers, you have to have superpowers naked, like Spider-Man. Not Spider-Man, like Superman. Superman, I mean, he can be naked and do all his superpowers. Too bad they really don't have a movie such as that. But Iron Man needs a suit. Ant-Man needs a suit. Spider-Man needs his suit and web stuff. You know, now Captain America is pretty... Captain America probably would be my favorite of the Marvels. I don't really get this whole Black Widow lady. I really don't understand. I tell you why. Okay, so who do they have play Black Widow? What's her name? She's, like, really famous, but not my favorite actress. I forget. Anyway, the blonde girl that's now a redhead in it. Can't remember her name. I'm having a brain fart. Anyway, so she's Black Widow. Now, if I made a Marvel character called Black Widow, okay, first, it would have, like, a red tummy, you know, the little hourglass, okay? It would have a real big butt, right? Because we've talked about Black Widow spiders, and we're going to talk about Black Widow spiders again today, because apparently somebody got really, really sick by one, and has that big, big tushy. It has a nasty web. Rumor has it eats their mate, but not all the time. Sometimes it even eats their babies. But there's a lot of web stuff with that. So how come Black Widow, all she does is ride a motorcycle? I just don't get that. So, no, not Jessica Simpson. Why can't we think of her name? Okay, you know what? That's it. I'm sorry. I got to look this up. So, anyway, I just don't understand why they made Black Widow actress, okay? And it's like such a famous name. Sorry. Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's the Avengers 4 coming out. People are still alive. They're going to have a definitive ending. They want us to spend our money. I'm already bored with it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Kansas mom claims that a flesh-eating infection developed after she got a spider bite. So for those of us that weren't scared of spiders, we are now. Then, designer babies. Are these morally acceptable? The UK thinks it is, that we can design our babies. I want one to have a huge trust fund. That's what I want to design. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. Big thanks to this Kleenex, who is just really withholding a lot of moisture today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, hold on. Life Science gives me these update articles. Life Science is a great science media source. And I guess the title of this one is, Why Do Crows Copulate with Corpses? Did you know that crows do that? That they will bond with dead bodies, their fallen comrades? Some of them on occasion not only bond, but have sex with them. And they say crows are not alone on this peculiar predilection. Scientists have witnessed isolated examples of different types of animals, from ducks to dolphins, trying to copulate with deceased members of their own species. But scientists can't say how common that behavior is among the species. So they cannot explain if it's some rogue, you know, weird dolphin, or crow, or duck or if this is something that they do. But a couple of researchers who study American crows called the Corvus brachyrhynchus now have some answers. So they conducted, okay, this is what I think. Can I, before I even read this, because like I said, this just came up. I think what happens is animals don't know CPR. And animals know that during the act of animal sex, certain adrenaline gets kicked in. And they pick this up. And so maybe some animals who are really upset that their fellow crow or duck or dolphin has perished tries to have sex with them to think that it would wake them up. You know, in the human species, don't worry, humans don't do that. They better not be doing that. Oh, they better not be doing that. But with humans, if a baby is born, a stillborn, okay, let's say the baby's alive but dies during birth. We're told to give baby to mom because sometimes these babies might just wake up. And you've heard of some cases where the baby was presumed dead, but mom holds baby and the baby wakes up and is alive. So we do have some sort of rituals, even in our species, to bond with somebody dead to see if they wake up. Remember when we watched Mufasa die in The Lion King? And we thought that once the little baby moved up to daddy, daddy would wake up. It didn't happen. But we do that. That's a very common thing, just not having sex. That's a whole, yeah. So, I'm sure my husband thought I was dead during sex. Okay, we won't go there. Okay, so anyway. So these researchers conducted the first ever study to observe and document the practice of corpse copulation in crows or in any land animals. Why? The goal? To spend our money, I guess. I don't really see why they had to spend our hard-earned money to study this stuff. But they want to know how frequently it happens and better understand why. They say until now, according to Kaylee Swift, lead study author, it's not something that we've ever explored in a systematic way. Well, the reason why we've never explored it is because who cares? Okay, animals are weird. They do stupid stuff. My dog eats the cat poop. Animals are weird. Let's move on and figure out how to cure cancer. Anyway. Did they figure it out? All right. A crow approached the corpse, mounted it, started thrashing in a manner that was immediately recognizable. This is Swift writing in her blog. This is author Swift. She's a doctoral candidate at the School of Environmental and Forest Sciences in the University of Washington. And previous research found that maybe, oh, they still don't know. They just think it's something they commonly do. The birds approach dead crows around 25% of the time, but only 4% initiated sexual activity, meaning this isn't that common. Okay, is that what they, yeah? Maybe it's aggressive behaviors. Maybe the crow was so mad that their response was a sexual response. Like, I'm mad that you died. Okay. Does this cover enough, animal news? Let's move on. Well, no. We got a spider. Spider to me is an animal. I don't call spiders an insect because they got 8 legs. So to me, that's like an octopus. So I lump spiders in with octopi. A Kansas mom claims a flesh-eating infection developed after her spider bite. She's from Topeka, Kansas. By the way, Topeka is the capital of Kansas, not Wichita. I learned that the hard way because my parents moved to Wichita. And a woman was hospitalized for 40... Because I'm like, let's go see the Capitol. And we're driving. I'm like, gosh, Wichita's big. And my family's like, no, the Capitol's not in Wichita. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. So we kept driving all the way to Topeka. I'm like, I didn't want to drive 4 or 5 hours to go see Capitol. I thought it was like up the street. We're in the Midwest. Isn't everything, down the street on Maple Drive? No? They got a really good spaghetti factory in Kansas, although I think it closed. Anyway, so a woman was hospitalized for 40 days and underwent 14 surgeries after she was infected with a flesh-eating bacterial infection called necrotizing fasciitis. We've talked about this. Necrotizing fasciitis is horrible. Tamara Owsley Savard, 32 years old, told KSHB that she was bitten by a spider over Memorial Day weekend. We were playing hide-and-seek, and I ran into the biggest spider web of my life. After roughly a week, she said her arm began to grow an inch an hour. Unclear if the spider bite caused the swelling. My arm was probably two or three times the size. Now, what you have to worry about with that is a compartment syndrome, where the infection and swelling gets so bad that it could cut off blood supply of your own limb. That's some scary stuff. Soon after, her husband, David, took her to the University of Kansas Hospital, where doctors determined that she had necrotizing fasciitis, which is a bacterial infection of the tissue under the skin that surrounds muscles, nerves, fat, blood vessels. It's called fascia. Fascia is this very pretty layer. It looks like silk, kind of, that covers the, almost like, you know what it looks like to me? You know the silky stuff around corn on the cob after you pull the green stuff off? It looks like that to me, fascia, except nice sheets. And these sheets encompass muscles, nerve, fat, blood vessels. The problem is it allows a conduit or a highway for infection to spread. They could just spread along the fascia because it's like rectangular and you know, longitudinal. It's very easy for bacteria to spread along that. So bacteria most commonly get into the body through a break in the skin, and then they spread. Then they find a place to set up shop. They destroy the tissue they infect, and then they can just slide along that fascia. And necrotizing fasciitis is where you have infection of the fascia, fasciitis, and necrotizing means killing or causing death of the cells. Now, you can get necrotizing fasciitis for anything. Cuts, scrapes, certain surgical wounds, insect bites. We don't know the exact cause of why it happens. We've seen healthy people get this. It's not contagious, by the way. You get bit or cut or whatever, it'll infect you, but you won't spread that. If you do have pus, you could spread the bacteria, but you won't spread the process of necrotizing fasciitis. Remember that Georgia girl that was ziplining, got a real bad cut in her thigh, gets sewed up. Doctor doesn't give her antibiotics because we're trying to save on antibiotics. Cleans out the wound really well. She complains of pain, but they don't see any signs of infection. Why? The infection was too deep. Unfortunately, she had to lose limbs when she had her necrotizing fasciitis almost died. So, it's devastating. In 2010, there were between 700 and 1,200 cases of the infection each year by the U.S. Owsley Savard's case, doctors were forced to surgically remove the dead tissue. Antibiotics are not always effective. They basically have to fillet the arm or the leg, wherever the infection is. You fillet it open. Then they take out the dead tissue that could harbor the bacteria. They have to clean you up. Maybe we'll use sterile water. Maybe we'll use saline. But we clean up the area. Then we have to sew you back up, put in a drain, because you have open areas underneath, right? You had to lose tissue. Put in drains and give you a crap load of antibiotics to keep you hospitalized. So that's why she was in the hospital for so long. So spiders, should we be scared of spiders? Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I used to be really tough with bug collections and bugs. And after one little bite of a spider, it caused such an infection on my leg that it looked like I had a triple F breast on my leg. That's how big the infection. And I was scared, you know, because I was only a double C at the time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this what my boobs are going to look like after I give birth? But it almost took up my whole thigh, this infection. Okay, now, I mean, my thigh, it would barely look like a spot on my thigh now. But back then, when I was skinny, yeah. And so I had to go on antibiotics, I had to get it drained, and I was scared. And to this day, I am scared of spiders. I don't want anything to do with spiders. I mean, I'll watch Spider-Man, but spiders suck. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a meeting with his cabinet where he's discussing the results of his foreign trip and previewing a new White House workforce initiative. Before the meeting began, the president again took the opportunity to talk about how tough he's been on Russia.
There's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently. And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next week regarding President Trump's meeting with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for all tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you got plenty of other choices out there. And the fact that you really don't know what those choices are and you continue to listen to my show is really, you know, it's really flattering. Thank you, guys. So one of my listeners, and I'm or Facebook followers, I don't know if he listens to the show. I don't think he does listen to the show because then he wouldn't dare ask me this. But he asked, what is up with medical students? Apparently, he has an issue having to see medical students when he goes to see a doctor. And he wasn't very positive about that. And you should know better. Because I love medical students. Because I was a medical student. okay? You know, I love waiters and waitresses because I was a waiter or waitress. I love people in human resources because I worked in human resources. I like people in the lab because I used to work in the lab. I like moms because I was a mom. I like Jews because I'm a Jew. Right? So be very, very careful ripping on the medical student. Medical students are baby doctors. They are in their infancy learning to become a grown-up doctor. And mama professor is very protective of baby medical students, even if they're not my medical students. If I run and I see a medical student, you know, in another city, I'm like, oh my God, my baby, are you okay? Are you getting enough to eat? Are you okay? And they're like, yeah, ma'am. You know, I'm like 30 years old. Oh, but you're so baby to me. Because little baby's out today. So back off when it comes to medical students. But I understand that a lot of people out there are a little concerned about the type of care they may get from a medical student. The medical student is in the process of learning. How adept are they, and what exactly do they get to do? Now, in the medical profession, we have learned long and hard that one mistake on a patient can destroy their life, can destroy their family's lives, and can destroy your life. Not only from a malpractice issue, but from a psychological issue. Luckily, I have never screwed up like that on a patient. Thank God. There's nothing I would have done different with any patient that I had. But it does happen to a lot of us, and you don't recover. So our job as medical professors and teachers of medical students is to protect the student, protect the patient foremost, protect the hospital, and even, you know, protect our own license. So there is no way we as professors are going to allow a student to do anything that would hurt somebody. That being said, they need to learn. And we are going to want to drag them into the room if you come in with a necrotizing fasciitis. We're going to want them to help clean that out. We're going to want them to help diagnose it. We always got their back. What's that saying? Reach for the stars and don't worry if you'll fall because we'll always catch you, or however the hell that sounds. We're always going to be a safety net for them. But they need to see that, because here's the thing. It's in your best interest for medical students to learn on you, because we doctors age. I know y'all think I'm 25. I'm a little older than that. To such, one day I'm going to have to retire. And one of my baby doctors is going to, when he's all grown up, take over my show. No, not going to happen, no. We're going to wait till I retire. Come on, my show's not that bad. So we all have to be replaced. Everybody, you know, we need people to learn. And so what do they do? You know, and do they ever screw up? Well, let's say a medical student is on an internal medicine team. And a patient gets admitted. And the attending's like, so what do you think he has? And the medical student goes, I think he has strep pneumonia. All right? But the patient doesn't have strep pneumonia. The patient has fungal pneumonia. There's always somebody older. They're running the tests. Well, we're going to do cultures. And if we pick up fungus in the cultures, or we don't pick up bacteria in the cultures, or if we find that the antibiotics don't work, we're going to do something else. So the medical student could guess as the day is long. They could guess right. They could guess wrong. I guessed wrong as a medical student. I shouted out every answer in the book. I was like, he could have cryptocolalidaliopolis bacteria. And they're like, what the hell is that? Oh, no, it sounded good. Go read some more. I pulled things out of my retroperitoneum. And I pretended I knew an answer, right? Not that I would treat the patient like that, but, you know, when you're asked questions, it's called pimping. I mean, you BS your way, and you try to answer whatever questions you can. But I'm not in charge of treating that patient. I'm going to make a recommendation, and then the older students, the older residents, the attending will either laugh at my face or go, very good. you finally did something right. You're not going to kill somebody. So we always have everyone's back. Now, where my listener or the Facebook follower wanted to get the scoop is what happens when they have surgery. We bring medical students in when you have surgery. I had medical students were in my surgery. Now, I asked the surgeon to make sure I was covered. You know, I'm not allowed to allow my medical students to see me naked because they'll be horrified and drop out of school. They'll be like, oh, my gosh, I cannot see naked people anymore. And I had to have a catheter, and so I begged them to make sure the students didn't see that because that would scare the living daylights out of it. I mean, can you imagine? You just don't want your students to see naked. So most professors don't even let the students, you know, see their own procedures. But I didn't care because it was a really good procedure. I had that robot doing a big hernia repair on me. You know how my tummy looks kind of, you know, like I'm pregnant because I have a real bad hernia? Don't ask. You know, it was a pretty fascinating surgery. It was the day after Christmas. Yeah, I'm going to let the students learn. Didn't really want them to see me under and, you know, have them use my, you know, fingerprint to get into their computer and change their grades. But for the most part, I think they learned something. So I was happy about that. And so will we allow a student to sew in a drain? Will we allow a student to help sew or help do something? Well, one thing in medicine, you will hear that, the phrase, see one, do one, teach one. And that scares patients. So like, wait a second. So you see a procedure, then you're doing it, and then you're teaching it. That's only three times. It's a very figurative thing. But if you don't do, you don't learn. One thing I noticed as a medical student is when I got to watch and follow around, yeah, it soaked in. But when I had to actually catch that baby by myself, that's a much different learning experience. So when I would catch a baby, doctor was right there, attendee was right there covering me. We got the baby. If there was an issue, the doctor stepped in, said, all right, let me take over. When I learned how to fly a plane, when I was taking flying lessons, he let me have my hands on the, the yoke? And then, no, you don't know what you're doing, let me take over. So, you know, yes, students may do some of the sewing. Students may catch the baby. Students may do the initial incision. You have a right to refuse medical students. However, some clinics that are free clinics, that are teaching hospitals, you might not feel that you have that right to refuse. You do. You could leave. If you don't want a medical student, or if you don't want a female or a male, or you don't want, you know, whoever, you have the right to leave. You might not have a right to kick them out of the room. They may say, well, you know, why don't you go to another clinic? Because this is a teaching clinic. But you do have a right to say no and leave. No one's going to force that on you. But for those of you that realize that there is a medical provider there, that the medical provider is watching, and we will not let medical students make mistakes, you know, put your mind at ease. And I got to tell you, man, I would almost rather have somebody in training work on me who is thinking of everything and watching everything like a hawk and being on top of it than somebody who gets cocky going, oh, I've done a million of these. You dig? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Would you guys want a designer baby? I mean, many of you have had kids. there was anything about your kids you could change, what would you change? I would probably change the gene where they learn how to back talk. Maybe give them a gene where they actually like my cooking. Give them a gene where they actually want to hang out with me. Where they want to support me. Give them the gene where they'll make a lot of money. So I don't have to work later and they can support me. That would be a good gene. Well, the United Kingdom's leading ethics body has issued its support for the science behind genetically modified babies, calling it morally permissible, so long as altering the DNA of the little baby fetus is in its future interests and does not further divide society. The Nuffield Council on Bioethics said in its report that changing the DNA of a human embryo should be allowed if it were meant to give the future child what parents perceive to be the best chances in life, the Guardian reported. While not suggesting laws to be altered in its favor, the report calls for more research into the safety and effectiveness, its social impact, and more discussions about the potential implications. This is very controversial. The report approves of altering the DNA of embryos so long as it does not add to the inequalities that already divide society. So are they talking about cloning? Are they talking about making more men or more women? What are they talking about here? They say the prospect of altering the genes in an embryo could, in theory, eliminate inheriting serious diseases caused by faulty genes. They say the science is far from perfect and in some cases has proven unsafe and problematic. DNA that is damaged during the procedure could be passed down to future generations. Just don't mess with nature, people. Critics of genome editing have said that the ethics body's report opens the door for designer babies, where patients alter the embryo's DNA simply to create children with traits they deem desirable, like a blue-eyed blonde. The report does not list any specific uses for DNA modification, but instead says it must follow certain principles to be considered ethical. So, to me, this falls under eugenics. Now, eugenics is a word that makes the hair on the back of our neck stand up straight. Gives us the heebie-jeebies. Eugenics is the selection of desired heritable characteristics in order to improve future generations, typically in reference to humans. Now, even though what they're talking about is to help the baby, so if the baby has a bad gene, you could fix the gene so the fetus comes out of the mom well and able to live a fruitful life. That sounds, I mean, as a doctor, I love that idea. I love that concept. As a scientist, I think that's fascinating. But what's the next step? Eugenics was coined, the term, in 1883 by British explorer and natural scientist Francis Galton. He was influenced by Charles Darwinian theory of natural selection and advocated a system that would allow the more suitable races or strains of blood a better chance of prevailing speedily over the less suitable, called social Darwinism. It was a popular theory in the late 19th century that life for humans in society was ruled by survival of the fittest. So this helped advance eugenics into serious scientific study by the 1900s. And according to Encyclopedia Britannica, by World War I, many scientific authorities and political leaders supported eugenics. Now, it went away and failed as a science by the 1930s and 1940s because Nazis used eugenics as an excuse to murder a bunch of Christians and Jews. So, selective breeding has been something that we had seen back in the 378 BCE. Apparently, Plato's Republic depicts a society where efforts were undertaken to improve human beings through selective breeding. People realized early on that if you mate two blondes or you mate two tall people, the baby becomes tall. So they figured that out. They would arrange marriages. They would arrange marriages between two people of wealth to ensure that that baby would be wealthy. So we already manipulate the bonding of people as it is. Then eugenics was done in many different settings, especially in jails, in mental institutions. They didn't want people who were criminals to mate and make babies. Now, somebody could say, well, that's because they didn't want, you know, what were they going to do with babies in jail? But there was also a theory back in the Industrial Revolution and later, that if you have, you know, people who are of criminal minds or of mental illness, their babies will too. So sterilization procedures were offered and sometimes forced. So here we are in this day and age with babies that may have some undesirable traits. And this is the same fear that people had following World War I. This fear arose that the American people could be diluted with socially undesirable traits. And that our political and economic strength could begin to crumble. Same thing we're worried about nowadays, where if you have children that are born with severe autism or severe Down syndrome or severe blindness or severe genetic disorders, they will not be able to contribute to society. And they could be a burden to society. Many parents are scared to death of having a child that's disabled. I have family members that are concerned that their children will outlive them and not have anybody to take care of them. So it is a fear. And it is a subject we do have to discuss. There is a demand for quote-unquote designer babies. Or, and I know that's not the term, that's the most politically correct, but there is a demand for if we have a fetus that we know with all our medical knowledge is going to suffer and is not going to live on their own, and it is something that we could fix, we're going to want to fix it. Parents are going to want to fix it. Grandparents, government, we're going to want to fix it. The thing is who decides what traits are undesirable? I've told you time and time again, kids with autism have gifts that we may not understand, that we may need to nurture and research and cultivate. But if society thinks somebody with autism is a defect, there may be a push to mess with that fetus when maybe we shouldn't. So who is deciding which defects? All right, so I understand Tay-Sachs, hemophilia, certain hereditary disorders. I think maybe we could agree on that. And maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to agree on which conditions we will allow gene editing. However, we are animals. And whenever we mess with nature, it bites us in the butt. And so the reason why nature has animals with certain differences is because we're evolving. And when humans try to control evolution, I think it's going to backfire. Maybe we're supposed to have a population of autistic children and autistic adults or Down syndrome or Prader-Willi. I understand there could be a lot of medical issues. I understand there could be a lot of social issues, psychological issues. I understand it could be very, very traumatic for both the family and the child. I get that. But maybe if you start to mess with their genes, you mess with something else. Maybe the reason why they're that way is because everything else is in place for them. And we have to be very, very careful and cautious when we mess with that. So I agree, if somebody is going to be born with a heart defect and you could crisp out that gene and fix it, then great. But something tells me we're not that exact yet. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.